Father, this is your word. So glad it is. It's inspired of your spirit, absolutely trustworthy and true. We just ask that on our behalf we would humbly be receiving your word and growing in your truth. Thank you for your great love for us and the things that you have written to help us be saved, but also when we are saved, to help us to be living the life you want us to live as your children. We thank you for this passage, which is very clear about how we are to be as your children. So help us to be obedient to it. Help us to remember who we are and to be doing what you would have us do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, just thought I'd start off by thinking about how there are some pretty special jobs to do in this world. Lots of great jobs. One of the ones I reckon would be high up on the list would be, imagine being an ambassador for the country of Australia. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Like a Joe Hockey. Ambassador for Australia where? In America. Living up in Washington DC, representing Australia to the Americans. That'd be a pretty good job to have. But you know what? According to this passage, we're well ahead of Joe Hockey. We're ambassadors. I want you to grab this tonight. We are ambassadors for Christ. Did you pick that up in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20? Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. And you think about that. We're not talking about being an ambassador for a country. We're talking about being an ambassador for heaven. Because we are citizens of heaven. Is that right? There's a good verse on that. Philippians chapter 3. I'll read it out to you. Verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await a Saviour, our Lord Jesus Christ. We represent heaven. And not only that, we represent the greatest, far greater than any prime minister, any president. We represent Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Wow, we are, it's an amazing thing that we are ambassadors. Sometimes you've got to pinch yourself about these things, right? Christians, every Christian, not just a pastor or missionary, not just those who go on Impact Africa, every Christian is an ambassador for Christ. And it's important for us to grasp this, to really appreciate what we have been called to be. So that means practically we should be like walking on a cloud, I reckon. Like, I don't mean in terms of being thinking ourselves higher than anyone else, but we have an incredible privileged position. So that's how we should be when we go into our neighbourhoods, when we go into our workplaces, our sporting clubs, our hobby groups. We're meant to be remembering that we are an ambassador for Christ. You may be a student or a teacher, a cleaner, or a checkout chick, or a worker, or a boss. But that's just a disguise. You really are, honestly, I'm telling you this, you're an ambassador for Christ. We need to remember that. It's above everything else we do. I think the problem with us Christians is we forget our identity, and we think of ambassador for Christ somewhere down there, and we're all about, I'm an engineer, or I'm this, or I'm that. How we need to turn it around. So that we live our life rightly. We're an ambassador for Christ, number one. And that will change the way we live. I know the world doesn't recognize who we are. Don't worry about that. As long as you recognize it. As long as you're living as an ambassador. And tonight, looking at this passage, especially verses 17 to 21 of 2 Corinthians 5, I want to look at what it means for us to be an ambassador for Jesus. We should consider how we are a new creation. We have a great commission and we are to be open channels. So they're the things we're going to look at as we go through this passage tonight. How we are a new creation, how we have a great commission and how we are to be an open channel. And it's all found in those verses that we had read to us earlier. So if you have your Bibles or your smartphones or whatever you might have these days, let's read verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, therefore, if any person is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. What do you reckon about that verse? You know, one of those classic, great, fantastic verses. You ought to know that verse. I said that this morning. Memorize Romans 12, 1 and 2. Here's another one. Memorize this one. Remember that you are a new creation. That is an incredible declaration. Everyone who is in Christ, everyone who has humbled themselves before God Everyone who has repented of their sins and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they are a new creation. A new creation. Or to put it another way, in John chapter 3, Jesus would say this way, you are a born again person. A born again person is the same as a new creation. What's common to both, whether you're born again or a new creation, is that the moment you receive Jesus, what happened? God's Spirit has come to dwell in you. God's Holy Spirit has come into you. And He has come into us. And as a result, God's very life has come into us. And you know, when you think about it, no wonder we are fitted out to be an ambassador for Christ, because we have become a new creation. What do you think? I love how we're not just forgiven. We're not just saved. We're not just bound for heaven. We're a new creation. God's Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us. And we have now been created anew, a new creation, created into the image and likeness of Christ because of the Spirit of Christ in us. That's a wonderful thing. Not just forgiven of our sins, but God is recreating us. What a creation we are. I once had, like you had, we had an image, a marred image of God. But once we came to know Jesus, the Holy Spirit has begun to recreate us into the image of Christ. This is what qualifies us so well to be an ambassador for Jesus, because of this supernatural, miraculous, glorious work that God has done in us. It's not just like God saying, I pick you and I pick you to be an ambassador. No, He's done an amazing work, a miraculous work in our life through His Spirit once we came to give our life to Jesus. Well, another way to put it is, God's very life has come into the soul of man. Christ now lives in us. And I love the language of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It talks about how the old has gone, the new has come. What old has gone? Well, that's the old life, that former life where we were in ignorance, living without God, living independently of Him, doing our own thing, pleasing ourselves, indulging ourselves with whatever desires we want. And that's all gone now since we met Jesus. It's meant to have gone. That's called repentance. And now, ever since we've met and embraced Jesus, the new has come. You know, you can't help but think of the Spirit who's come into our life to transform us, or to think of how we have a new relationship with God, a brand new, perfect, wonderful relationship with God. Wow, everything has changed. And it's a fantastic new change. We're ambassadors for Christ because of this. What a great thing it is. So, as an ambassador for Christ, we get to shine Jesus because Christ lives in us. I want you to think about that. One of the great things about being an ambassador for Christ is Christ lives in us and He is to shine from us and through us. Isn't that right? Otherwise, are we born again? Are we a new creation? Do we know the Spirit of Christ living in us? But let's now consider the next verse, verse 18. It says, now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And what I want to highlight there is in the second half of that verse to start with, and it's this, that we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. This is our great commission. God has commissioned us to be those who exercise this wonderful ministry of reconciliation. That's a fancy phrase, ministry of reconciliation. What's all that about? Sharing Jesus. That's what it's about. Because as we share the message of Jesus, what are we doing? We are sharing that message that puts people right with God. Yes, their sins are forgiven. They have the gift of eternal life. But there's something happening at a relationship level that's the greatest thing ever. That is, we are being reconciled to God. That's what Jesus wanted. That's why He came. He came so that we might have the same relationship with the Father as He has. And what God has done, He has commissioned us to be carrying that message of Jesus so that others get to be reconciled as well. He has given us this. He has given us this great commission. And I want you to think about this verse. It's to us, not angels. Angels haven't been commissioned by God to do it. And not every human being, but those who have experienced reconciliation themselves. God wants it to be a real and personal thing we share. Something that we know about. With love for God. With appreciation for what He's done. We are to share the message of reconciliation with those about us. God has commissioned us to do that. What do you think of that, eh? This is the best thing out. What a job description we have. Better than anything else. Can't try and beat that. You can't. I love doing engineering. Nah. Doesn't matter what it is. This is the greatest thing. It's meant to fill our hearts with joy. It's meant to fill our heart with privilege that God has chosen us and commissioned us to be those who bear forth the message of His Son, Jesus. And I love how when you look at these verses, especially in verses 18 and 19, we're really called to be working with God. You notice in the beginning of verse 18, now all these things are from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ. And God's saying, just like I have done that, I want you to do the same. Or in verse 19, it's repeated, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Repeating, saying that, look, just as I have gone out of my way to reconcile you and you to myself, I want you to be doing the same thing with me. This is the great commission that God has given to all those who name Jesus as their Lord and Savior. What a great ministry it is. As I think about these things that we've looked at so far, I can't help but think how every Christian is a new creation, Christ in us, so that we can shine Jesus. And every Christian has a great commission to share Jesus. Can I make it really simple? We're to shine Jesus and we're to share Jesus. Simple as that. Whether we're here in Perth, whether we're over there in Africa, whether we're almost getting mugged at this place we were, sharing Jesus. That's probably what, you know, wondered what's going on. They backed away. But we are to share Jesus. Whether in the Philippines. I know that's what you'll be doing. I know it's great to do physical labor and work and help out, and then you'll be sharing Jesus as well and shining Jesus. The combination of those two is powerful. It's one thing to share Jesus. It's one thing to shine Jesus. It's awesome when the two are together, when people can see the reality of Christ through your life. That's why it's a good combination to do humble servant work as well as share Jesus. Rightio. We're going to get into verse 20 now of 2 Corinthians 5. And it says there, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were entreating through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And what I love about this verse is that telling me very clearly that we are an ambassador for Christ. But look what it says here in this verse. It's talking about how as we give ourselves to God to share Jesus and shine Jesus, God is going to be working through us. And I can't help but think of the picture of a channel. We're like this channel that God wants to use to make His appeal to others. Ever thought of it like that? We're meant to be an open channel through which God can bring His appeal more than your words can do, more than your faith can shine. There's something that God can do through us as He appeals to people we reach with that message. It's like He's reaching out through us, touching people's lives and helping them come to know His Son. That's incredible, isn't it? You know, we've got a big lake in the middle of Australia called Lake Eyre. You know about Lake Eyre? Big lake, pretty dry most of the time. But you know, when there are flood waters in southeastern Queensland or western New South Wales, the water falls, and it takes months for this to happen, but the water goes along channels. And it goes along channels not towards the sea, the ocean, but towards a big lake called Lake Eyre. Right now, there is water flowing into Lake Eyre 2 months after the floodwaters in Queensland. And that lake normally is pretty dead and barren. But as that water comes into that lake, it brings forth life, abundant life. And I can't help but think, here's a picture for me, picture for you. Like God, this God is a God of great, amazing love and compassion, grace and mercy. But he's looking for channels that he can flow through, that he might flow through us into our dead world, into our dead society, so that life might spring forth. He wants to bring the appeal to people through us. Why has he chosen to do that? I don't know. Because we are faulty. But he's chosen to use us. And that's what we're meant to be doing, being open channels. Thinking about those channels, talking about myself, I know so often. Us channels, not too open. Us channels are often blocked up with so much other stuff. Our own agendas, our own stuff. And it just blocks that channel so God can't use us. Got to learn to just clean out that channel. Remember what we're about. And allow God to flow through us that he might make, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20, his appeal through us. I love that. God appealing to others through us. That's what he was doing in his son. You notice that at verse 18 or 19? Namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Wow, what a picture. That's how we're meant to be as well. So we are to be shining Jesus as a new creation. We're to be sharing Jesus because of the great commission we've been given. And we are to be an open channel for God to speak through. But I've got to finish on verse 21. Wow, verse 21 is just one of those fantastic verses. And for me, it's a little bit touching to read it because only a week ago, I think I shared this with you, talking to Peter Spence. This is Peter Spencer's, one of Peter Spencer's favorite verses. And there he is, and he's in hospital, he's got liver cancer, he's not going too good. And he was explaining to me how he just loves this verse, to dwell upon it. Let me read it. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I remember just Peter with tears in his eyes sharing how he just cannot comprehend how the one who is absolutely sinless, pure and holy is the one who allowed himself to become sin, to bear our sin and shame, to become the object of God's wrath so that me and you can be saved. And friends, that's exactly it. What we are to bear, to shine and to share and for God to use us is about this glorious message about an amazing God who allowed his own son to take the fall for us. We are to be meant to be good ambassadors for the heaven we're going to. We're meant to be good ambassadors for the Christ we serve by doing everything we can to shine and share that message about one who gave his life for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become right with God. So be a great ambassador. Remember who you are. I've got to remind myself. So often we get caught up. You're an ambassador for Jesus. May you be faithful in that. Share Jesus, shine Jesus, and allow God to speak through you. So, here or abroad, may we get into it. And it'd be good to encourage each other and talk about these things. So, who are you? What do you do, Jess? And but really, what are you? Yeah, that's it, see? We got to get into it. All right, who else shall I pick on? That's okay. Isaac, what do you do? Oh, good, he got it. All right. That's right. And up there we got an ambassador for Christ who's disguised as a teacher. And we got all sorts of people. I remember learning this when I was an engineer and thinking, oh, engineering's fascinating and amazing. But then I had to remember, I remember when I was a younger Christian, realizing the importance of being an ambassador for Christ. Therefore, the engineering work is not number one, but looking for opportunity to share Jesus with others. It's got to be that way around, otherwise it never happens. And then you'll waste your life and you'll wonder, why, what was I doing? All right, I'm going to pray. Dear Father, thank you for how we are so honored to be not only saved, not only to be a child of yours, but to be an ambassador. That's what your word says, an ambassador for your son. Help us to wear this proudly. Help us to exercise this privileged position well. We probably aren't, Lord, because we have no idea about this. So help us to be aware of who we are to be, and may we be great representatives, as ambassadors are meant to be, of their country. Our country is your country, heaven. Help us to be a great ambassador of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this great word in 2 Corinthians 5. Thank you for how we are a new creation. Thank you for the great commission we have been given, that ministry of reconciliation. Thank you that you want to make your appeal through us. Help us to be open channels that you might use. Thank you, Lord, for the Impact Africa team. May you prepare them over these next few weeks. Help them all to be spending a lot of time with you, preparing their hearts, being filled with your Holy Spirit, so that when they go, they might be great ambassadors. And we pray that also for Isaac and Matt and Will, that you would also help them just in these next few days to just be close to you and to be allowing themselves to be filled with your Spirit and to be in a wonderful place where they might be used for you as well. And Lord, help us here. What a country we live in, a great country, but Lord, it's going downhill. And so many Christians are just so quiet and so backward. And help us, Lord, help us to be what we're meant to be about. Help us to have courage and fire in our belly to do what we can to point people to Jesus. Help us to be good ambassadors here. Lord, we really need your help. We really need you to challenge us and change us. Lord, these are short days. The days are coming to an end. Please would you help us? We ask this in your Son's name and for your glory. Amen.